Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. My name is Shraddha Sharma, and India today reported over 4,200 new cases. Now the confirmed number of infections in the country have crossed the 67,000 mark. So 67152 is the number that we have latest from the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The reported active COVID-19 cases in India are over 44,000 now, and ICMR has said that over 16 lakh samples were tested for COVID-19. As yesterday, Dr. Harshvardhan has said that the testing capacity for COVID-19 is now scaled up to 95,000 per day. So that's a good increase that we're talking about here. With over 22,000 cases, Maharashtra has reported the highest number of infections. It is followed by Gujarat with over 8,000 cases. Tamil Nadu has over 7,000 cases. Delhi has almost 7,000 cases. So 3/4 of all infections in the country is now recorded from these states. It's from Maharashtra, Gujarat, Tamil Nadu and Delhi. So no COVID-19 cases have been reported from 10 states and UTs in the last 24 hours is what Dr. Harshvardhan has updated. Now the new recovery rate in the country stands at 31.15%. So it has improved. We are hearing by the Joint Secretary of Health Ministry that the discharge policy has now been changed. So basically, as per this new revised policy, so mild, very mild, pre-symptomatic cases which have been, admitted for COVID care in the facilities will be discharged after 10 days if, there is no fever for 3 days. So 10 days from the onset of symptoms is what we are talking about. And there will be no need of testing before discharge. But home isolation will still be advised after the discharge. Also, Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot has seeking suggestions from MLAs and MPs to tackle the pandemic, and Rajasthan has recorded over 84 fresh cases in one day. So the state's virus tally is almost reaching 3,900, and so far 108 deaths have been reported in the state and over 57 deaths in Jaipur alone. Also, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing a fresh round of consultation with the chief ministers in order to strengthen the containment strategy and how to step up the economic activities, the opening up of the economy after the 54-day nationwide lockdown is coming to an end. So the meeting, as we talk, is still on. In the virtual conference, the Prime Minister basically applauded the efforts that are made by the state governments, and it has actually led to global recognition for India's efforts in successfully handling the crisis. He also spoke about that, the economic activities are gaining steam, and we understand the spread of the pandemic geographically. Meanwhile, four chief ministers actually were against the opening of airline and railway travel till May 31st at least. Also, there was certain opposition from Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, and she alleged that the center is discriminating against the state. He also spoke about ensuring that rural India remains free from the pandemic, and before taking a considered view, he said that this time we decided to invite all chief ministers to speak before the discussion was carried by the Prime Minister. So this was the update from the meeting. Also, large-scale movement of migrant workers from urban to rural areas and the problems they might face on returning to their home states while the restarting of the economy is taking place will be some of the discussions that will happen in this virtual interaction between the Prime Minister and the chief ministers. Also, Railways has said that special passenger trains will start from tomorrow. And for that, bookings on IRCTC website have started today. The Indian Railways will gradually start passenger train operations from May 12th with 15 pair of trains. That will be 30 return journeys is what the government has updated. Also, there was supposed to be a finance minister meet with the CEOs of public sector banks, which has been postponed. It was supposed to be a review meet on various issues, including credit offtake and how the economy is hit by the COVID-19 crisis. Home Ministry has updated that over 4,000 Indians have been brought back by 23 flights under Vande Bharat mission, over 5 lakh migrant workers have been sent to their home states by 468 special trains, and 101 special trains were run yesterday alone. So this is the update in that front. Also, Rahul Gandhi has said that COVID-19 fight cannot be an excuse to exploit workers. Meanwhile, the Delhi government has announced Rs 50,000 in aid to construction workers. This is in regard to the change in labor policies that many states have put out. This will basically relax the existing labor laws to some extent. Also, according to the data from the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India, that is IRDAI, the first year premium collections have declined by over 32% year on year. Also, Arogya Setu app, amid the privacy concerns that the opposition had raised, the government of India's COVID-19 tracking app has now become the instant hit app basically among mobile users. It is entering the 100 million mark in terms of downloads. With that, let me take you to the global updates. The total number of deaths from COVID-19 now stands over 2,82,000 globally. Also, the number of infections has crossed the 4 million mark. It stands at 4.1 million globally. Also, United States remains the worst impacted with over 1.3 million cases, followed by Spain with over 22 lakh cases. Now, Russia has come to the third place. It reported a record rise in the number of daily infections with over 11,600 new cases. Also, Russia has now over 22 lakh cases. It is followed by UK with around 22 lakh cases, then followed by Italy with around 2,19,000 cases. Germany's total cases also jumped by 357 as Germany was looking at relaxations. Now it stands at 1,69,000 infections if you talk about the overall infections in Germany. Also, UK Prime Minister has said that this is not the time to end the lockdown. So basically, Boris Johnson has launched a new COVID-19 alert system as he has modified the UK's coronavirus lockdown as part of the conditional plan, which allows people more time outdoors as long as social distancing measures are adhered to. Also, the number of coronavirus confirmed cases in South Africa stands over 10,000, including 194 deaths. South Korea also warned of a second wave of cases. So basically, new cluster was formed around, if you talk about nightclubs and bars and discos. So now the country has shut all these places in Seoul, the capital, and in order to contain the second wave of infection in the country. Also, Singapore's health ministry has confirmed over 480 new coronavirus cases, bringing total infections in the country to over 23,800. So Avianca Holdings, which is the second largest airline in Latin America, has now filed for bankruptcy. We know the aviation sector is one of the hardest hit, and this is a beginning of a few of the bankruptcy cases that we might be seeing in the future as well. France has reported 70 more coronavirus deaths on Sunday. It is actually the lowest daily toll since the lockdown began on March 17th. Also, now the British and the French governments have released a joint statement that says that they will exempt UK's proposed quarantine restrictions following a call between the UK PM and the French president on the quarantine measures. Also, New Zealand will reopen malls, cinemas from as soon as Thursday. Also, we are seeing a limited number of cases or no cases from New Zealand. That's why the country is going to relax some more restrictions. Also, latest update is coming from Ghana. A single worker actually infected over 500 others at a fish-producing factory in Ghana's Tema City, according to a Reuters report. If you talk about China, China has reported 17 new cases and no new deaths. It also has reported 12 new asymptomatic cases. Also, we are looking at restrictions being eased significantly in the epicenter, that was China. Japan's relief package. So new measures will include aid for companies which are struggling to pay rent, more subsidies for those hit by the economic impact due to the pandemic, as per international reports. Also, Japan may end the state of emergency this week for regions with stable cases. Yemeni authorities have declared Eden as an infested city after, you know, more number of COVID-19 cases were reported, over 35 cases and 4 deaths from that particular area. Also, men have higher blood levels of a molecule that enables the novel coronavirus to infect healthy cells than women. So this is a new study that finds that, why men are more vulnerable to COVID-19 infection than women. With that, let me tell you some of the other news articles that you might like to read. This one is about policy by Abhinav Prakash Singh. It says that restructure labor laws to benefit one and all. So basically, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused unprecedented disruption in the supply lines and economic activities. And it is important to understand how restructuring should happen, because a lot of states, as I said, are either diluting or relaxing the existing labor laws. Also, an interesting study has found a link between vitamin D levels and COVID-19 cases. So basically, lower number of COVID-19 cases and a lower number of death rate were found in northern European countries where the high average of vitamin D was recorded. So these were some of the interesting articles that you would like to read. With that, let me remind you about the Money Control Daily Isolation Planner, with some cooking tips, daily motivation, workouts, interesting reads and movies you could watch. This is a special curation for the lockdown that you definitely should have a look at. With that, let me also remind you about Money Control Pro. It has been providing an ad-free experience, faster access, curated market data and investment ideas. You can now subscribe at a special offer price of just ₹1 a day. That's only ₹365 for 1 year. While you are at it, look out for benefits worth ₹20,000 available for only MC Pro users. So log on to Money Control website and app to find out more before the offer ends. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. All feedbacks and suggestions are welcomed at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today.